Simen Tav Tes Sif Hey. Somebody puts down Erev Tchumen, whoever puts it down, he's entitled to four Amos. Which the Brewer explains means four Amos each direction, north, south, east, and west, before he begins his Apayim Amma of Tchum Shabbos. Now, the Brewer says that if he puts in a place, it's now Muk of Mechitzis. If he puts in a place that has Mechitzis, the whole area in the Mechitzis is considered like four Amos, and 2,000 Amos are only after that. The Mechaber says, therefore, somebody puts Erev Tchumen towards the end of his Tchum, or the Brewer says, who then, same thing in the middle of the Tchum, and rolls out of the Tchum, as long as it's still within four Amos of the Tchum, it's a good Erev Tchumen, because four Amos around the Erev has the din of the Erev, it's considered one Malkum, and that gets you into the 2000, that gets you back to your starting point, to where you are beginning of Shabbos. So you really have 2004, so to speak. So you have, as long as the Erev is within four Amos of the Tchum, you have that plus the 2000, it's still connected to back home. However, if it rolls four Shabbos out of the Dal Amos of the edge of the Tchum, then it's not a good Erev. It doesn't work. It has to be Ashmosh, it's a place accessible, and it's not an accessible place. So then, the Erev Tchumen is not valid. Sivav, the Mechaber says the Erev gets lost, or it gets burned, or it rolls out of the four Amos of the Tchum. Well, that's his Truma became Tameh. If any of these things happen in the Boid Yom, before Shkia, it's not a good Erev. It happens Mishach HaSheikh, after Tzeis HaKhovim, it is a good Erev. Why? Because the Erev is Chav and Ashmosh, it's not really relevant to us what happens afterwards. But let's say if it's a Safik, if it happened, when it happened exactly, what happened when, it's kosher. The Mechaber says Sovik Erev is kosher. But the Mechaber says it's only Bezecheskos kosher. So that means you know when you put it down it was fine. And then something happened to it. You're not sure that something happened exactly when it happened. So then the Sovik is kosher. But whenever the Cheskos kosher is, for example, I'm not sure if it's ever put down in the right place or not. So then it's no good. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies if somebody knows he put it down. But when he put it down on Erev Shabbos, knew he was putting down Sovik Truma Tameya or Sovik Krefa. It's not good because there's not Bezecheskos kosher. Additionally, Allah is that something that Savik Truma Tameya or Savik Krefa you're not allowed to eat. So it was never Roy La'achil, it was never Roy to be a Suda, not just because we don't know if it was good because of Cheskos Kashrus. We know it was not good because it was Savik Truma Tameya or Savik Krefa when it was put down. That's definitely how it went into Shabbos, and that's something that's not mutter for a person to eat. And if it's not a good Erev, it has to be you put down something which was something that a person could eat, and then even if something went wrong with it, if it happened at night, or not sure exactly what happened, you could rely on the Cheskos Kashrus, and you could say it is a valid Erev Tchumen. It's a Zayin, the Mechaber says how you make an Erev. Standard says, if somebody wants to have Erev Tchumen, the best standard way at least is they walk to the end of the Tchum, or somewhere near the end of the Tchum, for Shabbos, and they spend some Hashmashas there by the place they want the Erev to be Chal. That's Ikar Mitzvase. The Mechaber, even if he does not speak out, we saw some coming, I want to be Kodesh Shvisa, in this place where I'm standing, the mere fact that he was there by Hashmash and he was quiet, that works. Whether he's a person who purposely walked out of his house to be by the spot by Hashmash or to Makshah Tchum or to create an Tchum for himself over there, or if he's a traveler who happened to wind up over there. But Mishnah Berurah says the difference. The traveler automatically, wherever he is, beginning of Shabbos, is Kodesh Shvisa. A person who is within 2,000 Amos of his home, as some as he wants to be Kodesh Shvisa at home. So if he wants to make in Erev Tchumen, the Ma'ar Baragla, by standing in a certain place towards the end of his Tchum, or the middle of his Tchum, at the beginning of Shabbos, even though the Mechaber, Takak Mechaber says, does not speak out the word Shvi'a Sasa Rukhaimim, but he has to think in his mind that he wants to be Kodesh Shvisa in that place. Always his thumb is that he's Kodesh Shvisa back home. Now, even though the Mechaber is Ikar Mitzvasai, and making Erev Tchumen with Pas, sounds like it's not the Ikar Mitzvah, Mishnah Berurah explains that it just is a Chachila. It's not B'dievet do with Pas, with bread, with food. It just as a Chachila is doing where he's standing there with his own feet. Mishnah Berurah says, Mechaber explained the setup. The Ikar Takana was that person would stand there by Hashmashas. Because it's hard for people, they don't want to have to be there at that place by Hashmashas, they want to be able to go back home, or they want to send the Erev to the Shliach. Therefore, the Masach and the second option, that you can do with Pas, you can send Pas, or an Ask Malavis to Pas, send the food, and have that food be by Hashmashas by the place they want to be Kodesh Shvisa. So we know food for two meals. Each person can feed what's the amount of food for him. The Gersa of Mechaber is not so clear here, but the Mishnah Berurah explains, if the Chayla, or somebody, or old person who eats less than average, so it's ever enough for two meals for him. However, if it's an average person, then you want to know how much is two standard meals for an average person. That's six bayim, the size of six eggs. The Mishnah Berurah says, the way he explains to the Mechaber also, if the person is a rabbi, he's a hungry person, he tends to eat off a lot. Still, the shear is shisha bayim. It's the same as the average person. So a person who eats less, like a chayla or a zakein, as long as food that the Berurah explains, a chayla or a zakein can eat, it'll go by the amount that he eats for two meals. But the average person, or a person who eats above average, that goes by the standard two meals, which is the size of six bayim. The Mazma Tzayin Tzim Shin Tzimachas, where it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, another sheet that holds the size of eight bayim, eight eggs, even though we can be saying with Ladina over here on six eggs, but L'chatchila, once you try to have food the size of eight eggs.